Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's get into it, man. I cannot wait.
This bitch would play me. Ironic, your name is Chad, because you're going to hear that in AV. Crazy.
Little white bitch that give you lots of loot. How ironic you promoting that, and her ex-boyfriend, the promoter, is the one who sent you to the hospital.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Danny Myers, and you are tuned in to T7M Radio, Battle Rap's premier radio network.
Yo, it's the culture, T7M Radio with 7 Mitchell. What's poppin'? My salute to all my fellow battle rap fans and supporters. We locked and loaded, coming through with another exclusive podcast. Appreciate y'all locking in with us. Callers, y'all call up 516-666-9807. Here, T7M Radio, the culture with 7 Mitchell. We locked and loaded. We're going to do some quick rapid-fire predictions. We got a day one prediction card from the Born Legacy 3 event. Joining me, as always, we got the T7M Radio's journalist, Brother Jeff in the building. Brother, what's happening?
Man, I break the speed limit when I got to. How you doing, Brother Seven?
Oh,
how
man,
you doing, it's brother?
It's all good. I had a slight delay. I'm just getting on, so I'm not going to waste too much time with the streets. I'm going to also bring on another co-host of the network. We got the Devil's Advocate, J.O., in the building. J.O., what's popping?
Yo, what's good, Brother Seven?
Yo, you already fucking know. You already know. So, Brother Jeff, J.O., appreciate y'all locking in tonight. I'm not going to take up too much of y'all time. We're going to try to do this in a quick rapid fire, a few minutes. But I just came across the day one trailer for the URL Born Legacy 3 event. It's going down Saturday, August the 27th and 28th. It's a two-day event. This particular prediction that we're doing tonight for day one, it's going down Saturday, August 27th in Brooklyn in Black Bear. So it's going to be a small room setting, fellas. So some of these battles is going to be pretty interesting. Before we even get into predictions, if y'all on Facebook, make sure y'all join the T7M Radio Facebook debate group, as well as subscribe to the T7M Radio YouTube channel. We would definitely appreciate it, and we definitely look forward to seeing you niggas up in there chopping it up with a bunch of debates. With this Born Legacy 3 event, fellas, I kind of talked to y'all before about this. I'm not, you know, I got love for the URL. I love the URL. No disrespect to the URL, but this card, this whole Born Legacy trend is really confusing me. I don't know where we're going. I don't know what direction we're going. I don't see no storylines behind these battles. I don't see no history behind these battles. I'm just really confused. Now, on this day one card, we got Badafi Green versus Gluizzi, Nun Nun versus Prez Mafia. We got a return of Prez, Tink the Demon versus Swave, the Saga versus Chess, Mr. Wavy versus Young Ill. Young Ill making his one-on-one return to the URL. Also, Rum Nitty versus Ill Will and B Magic versus Av. So, it's some dope matchups on this card, fellas, as you can tell. But me, I'm just real big on storylines, history, like where these matchups come from, why was these matchups made. So, let's get into, fellas, y'all thoughts on this and try to break down some quick predictions for day one. We're going to lock into day two on Sunday night at 9 o'clock here on The Culture. But, Brother Jeff, I'm going to lock in with you first, Brother Jeff. B Magic versus Ab. This might be the main event. This might actually be a headline. Well deserved to be a headline battle. Ab is that new wave, Brother Jeff. and B Magic. We talked about him before. You did a couple great pieces on him with the West Side Noise articles, and I don't think that B Magic. I ain't gonna say he don't stand a chance to, in this battle, but I'm gonna edge Av just because of that new flavor, and he just Av got a lot of momentum with him. And when it comes to momentum, I think B Magic's actually has shifted. So I'm going to add it to Av over B Magic. But what's your thoughts, brother? Just quick prediction on that particular battle, B Magic and Av out the gate.
Well, that's okay, brother. You can be nice, but I'm not going to be nice.
Talk that shit.
Av is going to quantize B Magic on this card, man. He is, he's going to be out for blood. And, you know, he definitely does his thing. You know, B Magic is not a slouch, but the combination of these two, the levels are just different. That Av is just too mean. Respect to B Magic too, but Av got this 3-0.
Wow. J.O., the B Magic got a shot against Av, my nigga?
Not only do he have a shot, I have him winning. I have him edging out 2-1. I just think, I really think B Magic is going to capture the crowd. So I think, I don't think the crowd is going to gas Av as they did in the Run Midi battle. So I got B Magic sneaking in.
So J.O. think that B Magic going to get his just due on the URLs, small room setting, so everybody going to be able to hear the bars. This one is definitely going to be one of those potential possible classics. I can't wait for that one. Rum Nitty, speaking of Rum Nitty, he will be locked in with the Ill Will, the return of Ill Will. He had some issues with the URL before with contracts, but he is back, locked and loaded. So I'm going to start with you, J.O. Who you got with Ill Will versus Rum Nitty?
I got Rum Nitty. I just think I think Nitty punch is just a little more consistent. And I think they both have very creative bars, but Nitty is becoming a fan favorite. And right now, he got the momentum coming into this battle.
Yeah, Nitty is hot right now. Definitely becoming a fan favorite. I think Ill Will can put a stop to that. You know, Ill Will was a fan favorite at a point, too. You know, sometimes if it's a nigga time, you can't really do nothing about that. So this might be Nitty time. You might be right. But I think Ill Will actually has the charisma to actually pull this one off. You know what I'm saying? Especially in the return. If you take it serious, this will also be a dope back-and-forth battle. I'm going to add Ill Will with this one in the upset. What about you, brother?
A 2000 Escalade compared to a 99 Escalade. Rum Nitty is finna get in here and do his thing. Now, because Ill Will being who he is, I am going to give him a round. But I'm only giving him a round because of his presence and because of he's been around the block a couple of times. So that stage might cater to him a little bit. But other than that, I definitely got Rum Nitty 2-1. Possibly 3-0, but I'm going to lean towards the 2-1 because, like I said, Ill Will does have that, you know, that visual and that experience on the stage. But definitely a 2-1 Rum Nitty I got.
Already know. T7M Radio, this is the Culture with 7 Missile Callers. Y'all call up 516-666-9807. We're giving Day 1 Born Legacy 3 predictions again. Shout out to the URL. J.O., I've been seeing a lot of the people on social media pretty excited about the trailer for this card. People are hype about this card, and I explain my dislikes. Are you feeling this card? I mean, are you good with the new wave that we have, the new roster, and some of these matchups really not having no background or no history? They just, you know, going with the roster who they got. Are you good with this?
I think this is actually, I think this is a pretty good card. It's Friday, Friday best card of the year for URL. Because I see a lot of guys that's hungry. I see a lot of guys that have something to prove. I see guys trying to take somebody's spot. So, I mean, it, as far as competitiveness, I think that the card is great. The artist is, to me, is just okay. But I think the matchup is pretty good on this card right here.
See, I'm not going to be disrespectful because a lot of people, like I said, has definitely co-signed your opinion. I just, you know, if this is one of the best cards that the Double Impact card was amazing. But, you know,
you
outside
think?
Of that, maybe not the end result, but just the 2-on-2, you know, how they brought Verb and Young Ill together and then they had the gun type. I mean, just the hype for that 2-on-2 card I thought was a dope. You know, look, I really didn't know where the 2-on-2 thing was really going to go, so I thought that URL did a good job with the actual card. It didn't turn out great. But I'm looking at this right here, J.O. and Brother Jeff. I mean, if you're saying that this is arguably the best card that the URL has had so far this year, and we already in August, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to none of these up-and-coming artists, but I'm looking at Badafi Green and Gluizzi and Tink and Nun Nun and Wavy, and I'm like, this is the best Swave. I'm like, this is the best card. Like, no Tay Rock, no Rex, no K Shine, no. I mean, I know they're the usual suspects, and I know we tired of hearing and saying, but come on, man. I just feel like this is kind of weird to me. I don't want to shit on it. I don't want to diss it because change is good. Sometimes. But, Brother Jeff, I mean, elaborate, if you will, if you are feeling the direction that the URL is going and not really having the same usual suspects on the card.
Well, to me, this particular card here is perfect for what it is. If we look closely at it and we look at it, it might make sense to you brothers if you really look. The definition of Born Legacy would be your time to shine. This is where you begin. This is your entry level. That's what Born Legacy means to me. So to me, this is a perfect name for this card, maybe with the exception of Swave. Maybe they just threw him in as a gatekeeper, and we talked about that as well. But I think this name is perfect for it because this is the beginning of your life. So these are the appropriate names to be on this card, I believe.
That's what it did. We got Mr. Wavy versus Young Ill. Return of Young Ill on a 1-on-1 tip. I think Young Ill is just too creative. Mr. Wavy going to have some nice hits, some nice spots in this battle, all three rounds, but I just don't think that he total package is going to be enough for Young Ill. I got Young Ill beating Mr. Wavy clearly. What about you, Brother Jeff? Young Ill, Mr. Wavy.
Well, I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to have a Young Ill 2-1, and that is not because of skill set. It is because, once again, that stage presence, that stage, that experience on that stage. Mr. Wavy has that experience too, but it might be 1 to 2 times. But for me, definitely Young Ill 2-1. Mr. Wavy will get around. He's not going to walk out of there with nothing. But I'm going to go with Young Ill on this one, brother.
Word. What about you, J.O.?
I have Young Ill clear 2-1, possibly 3-0. I think if Young Ill bring three complete rounds, I don't see what Wavy can do lyrically. But I think Wavy have stage presence, but I don't think he have I don't think he can capture the humor or the delivery as well as Young Ill. So Young Ill, it's an easy win for Young Ill.
Word. Now, another dope matchup on the side of B-Magic and Av is small, as far as a small room setting, the Saga versus Chess. This is going to be bananas. Two different styles, of course. two totally different angles. Very debatable. I don't know how to call this one right now. I just really predict this to be an unbelievable battle. If I have to edge it right now, early on, I'm going to have to go with Chess only off of, I know it's small room, so you can't really perform and go crazy. But, you know, I think people will allow Chess to get his shit off. And Chess has a lot more presence than the Saga does. The Saga does get busy in small rooms. So this is a tough one. But as far as attributes, I think Chess might got more than the Saga in this situation. So I'm going to add Chess early on in that battle. What about you, J.O., the Saga versus Chess?
I think Saga is going to die. I think only thing that can save the Saga is the timekeeper. If they let the leash off the pit bull or Chess, it's going to get very vicious and it's going to get nasty in that ring.
Last time I saw the Saga in the small room, I believe that I saw was in the prep battle, and he went off. I mean, he had some fire shit with him. He now within NWX, so this is really the Saga's opportunity to stand alone when it comes to the new class. This is definitely a shot because Chess is definitely up and coming. Shout out to Big T. Coming off of a big upset, maybe not to him, but he got that big win against Danger Zone brother Jeff at the Cartel event yesterday. I'm still looking in shock.
Oh, oh, oh. Whoa.
Yeah, they say he clearly beat Danger 2-1. Going back to this card real quick, Tank the Demon versus Swave 7. I know Swave, definitely a vet. The way you broke down the whole meaning of Born Legacy brother Jeff, you definitely brought out a whole different light to me. This may be Tink's shot. Good matchup against an aggressive vet like Swave. I'm going to go with the upset. I'm going to go with the young gun. I'm going to go with Tink versus Swave 7. I haven't really been impressed with Swave's last few performances. Tink is nice. Tink is hungry. So I'm going to go with Tink the Demon over Swave. What about you, brother Jeff?
Yeah, I definitely have to agree with you. I'm as well. Giving this to Tink the Demon, I'm going to give Swave a round because I just can't let Swave just walk out of there empty-handed. I definitely think he'll get around, but Tink the Demon, I think, is definitely going to overcome him. Now, Swave may get points for being Swave, but as opposed to what he's going to say, I don't know how deadly that's going to be because these are two different lyrical styles here. We got simplicity,
right.
nothing wrong with simplicity, but we got simplicity versus a little more, you know, a little more lyrical. And let's not forget we're in the small room. Small rooms are made for bars as opposed to performance. I don't care what anybody says. I know this to be true. So with that being said, I'm going with Tink the Demon 2-1. I'm going to go with Swave getting a round 3.
Word. Did you have a winner? I'm not sure if I had reached out to you for Chess versus the Saga. Did you have a winner for one of those?
You know, same thing. Key word being small room. Chess is finna rain all over Saga. Now, Saga's going to do his thing as for what we know him to do. But Chess is the king of the small room. It's not going to matter about performance. It's not going to matter how you look. In a small room, it is destined for you to know what is being said because it's a small room. So Chess will get this win 2-1, possibly 3-0. But Saga will be as good as we know him to be, if not a little better.
That's what it do. Swave 7 versus Tink the Demon. J.O., who you got?
This right here is a tough call. I think I'm going to have to go with Tink on this one. I just think his haymakers is gonna take him over. And I just think sometimes Swave, he can do too much storytelling. And it takes a little while for him to warm up. So I'm going to take Tink, you know, I'm saying the new age style, just back to back to back. So I'm going with Tink.
So we got a clear consensus, take the Demon over Swayze 7 here on the Coach of T7M Radio. Last couple battles, we had Badafi Green versus Blue Wizzy, Nun Nun versus Prez Mafia. Just shout out to all those guys real quick before we wrap up. Are y'all good with Prez Mafia returning to the URL? Both of y'all? Y'all good with that?
I'm good with it. I'm definitely good with it. He for sure has learned his lesson, if nothing else. He has learned his lesson. He knows anything that he does, it will be checked on. Hopefully they will be his bars. I'm sure they will be. But anything that he says that may sound dope, everyone is going to be prone to go looking for where that might have been said. But yet and still, I believe that Prez is ready to come on back down.
Word.
However, Nun Nun is no joke. Nun Nun is no joke. So I'm going to say that this will be debatable.
That's what it is. You good with Prez returning, J.O.?
As long as his first battle is free, I'm good.
Yikes.
So, people, make sure y'all salute the URL Saturday, August 27th, Born Legacy 3, day one. It's going down. Super shout out to Brother Jeff. Big homie J.O., we locked it loaded. We'll be back Sunday with a full show, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern. More information
Badafi
coming
Green.
Out as far as details.
Badafi Green.
Real soon. Again, shout out to Badafi Green, Blue Wizzy, Nun Nun, and Prez Mafia. But we about to wrap this one up. Y'all be safe until Sunday night, man, on the Coach of T7M Radio. Y'all be good.